finance and economics. Free exchange. Jam tomorrow. Driverless cars will not save cities from either traffic or infrastructure expense.
The most distractingly unrealistic feature of most science fiction, by some margin, is how the great soaring cities of the future never seem to struggle with traffic. Whatever dystopias lie ahead, futurists seem confident we can sort out congestion. If hope that technology will fix traffic springs eternal, history suggests something different. Transport innovation, from railways to cars, reshaped cities and drove economic advance, but it also brought crowded commutes. Now, as tech firms and car makers aim to roll out fleets of driverless cars, it is worth asking, might this time be different? Alas, artificial intelligence, or AI, is unlikely to succeed where steel rails and internal combustion engines failed. More's the pity. In America alone, traffic congestion brings economic losses estimated in the hundreds of billions of dollars each year. Such costs will rise unless existing transport systems receive badly needed investment. For example, fixing New York's beleaguered, overcrowded subway will take at least $100 billion, according to one recent estimate. A driverless Deus Ex Machina might seem to spare governments some difficult decisions. But congestion is a near inevitable side effect of urban growth. Cities exist because being near to other people brings enormous advantages. Proximity allows people to find friends, mates, and business partners, to discuss ideas and generate new ones, and to trade, and so to capture the benefits of specialization.